So was your vote canceled, or are you just a canceled voter? That's what everybody is wondering in the United States of America, with 70% of the people out there questioning the integrity of our election process. How can America heal and go forward if everybody doubts in some way or another that your vote might not count? This is Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, and that's what we're going to discuss in today's program right after this.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
More what? Coffee?
No, more money. Because now Geico's discounts are even bigger, like our pay-in-full discount when you pay your whole auto premium up front, and our multi-policy discount when you bundle homeowners and auto.
Oh, I like saving money.
Wake up.
It's Gary Pigeon.
What were you dreaming about?
Nothing.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Stretch your mind. It's that time again to yank your brain away from stinking thinking and wash it in new ideas and thoughts. It's time for your checkup from the neck up and maybe a massive mental enema. This yank is going to give your brain a crank, has been called a genius since his patents are part of every mobile device made. Get ready for him to reach into your ears and massage that brain of yours. Your host, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey, folks, you better get ready. Yes, I am going to stretch you. I'm just going to stretch you to your limits of thinking, because I'm going to push you to think about voting in the future. Everybody in America is up in arms, whether you're on the pro side or against side, about whether our votes counted. And that's what we're going to be talking about in this broadcast is, hey, was your vote canceled? Or are you now just a canceled voter because of who you voted for? Yes, America is in controversy right now. This is a crisis. It's not only a crisis of incredible proportions, it's a constitutional crisis. It is a policy crisis going on. It's a law and order crisis. It's a civilian crisis in that fact that people are at odds with each other. Both sides of the political spectrum, all sides of people, race divided right along lines, people are upset, up in arms, and wanting to cancel each other just because of how they voted or what they said. Have you ever thought about that you would ever live in a United States of America where you can be booted off social media for just saying you voted for a particular candidate, but you can say all kinds of disgusting things about abortion or knocking somebody off because you don't like them, and you're allowed to stay? It's like everything is up is now down, and everything that is now down is up. It's like living in the Twilight Zone. Now, everybody's thinking this on one level or another. I never thought that in my wonderful nation, I would see such division and such hate. Throughout my career, I have worked with people on all sides of the aisle, and it's just been about your skills and what you bring to the table and what type of person you are as a human that determined whether you were worthy. Now, when somebody finds out you voted different than them, all of a sudden you're deemed not worthy. And in fact, some of these people think you should be run off to a concentration camp and re-educated. Have you ever heard things so nuts in your life? I mean, what if we just wiped away 5 years and went back in time, or 10 years went back in time, and we said if somebody was gay, they should go to camps to be re-educated, or if somebody was a certain pigment of skin, they should go away and be re-educated, and it was this mass groundswell to censor them unless they complied? Would America have stood for it? No. So why are we standing for it right now? What happened to the America where people could have different views, different opinions, different gods, different beliefs, different flavors, different preferences, and even different skin pigmentations, and we could all still get along. What happened? Do you think it was a long time coming, or do you think maybe the media had something to do with it, and suddenly we have been programmed to just be pissed off? Is that it? Do you think our minds in this age of incredible learning, when we can learn anything we want just by going to a computer, looking it up, and most cases taking free online classes, do you think because we can get all this advanced education that we now at this simultaneous same time have a swishy, mushy mind that the only thing it's good for is it really does need a minimal enema to just squeeze out the constipation of mainstream media that's seeding our brains and thoughts with nasty, horrible stuff that's got everybody flagellating over each other and their beliefs? What has happened to us? I don't even recognize America anymore. I have no idea why the FBI will go basically do a huge investigation at a NASCAR event because there was a rope that kind of looked like a noose hanging in a garage, which was found out not to be a noose. But yet, on the opposite end of the spectrum, when we know in some areas that dead people voted or people voted in other people's names, and the FBI won't look at it. What happened to us? What went awry? But more important than that, I'm only laying the groundwork. This is not about what's past anymore. This is about our future. What is going to happen? What will happen to our votes? Will our vote ever mean anything going forward? And that is the topic we're going to dive into. I'm going to tell you some stories that will make your hair curl, or maybe it'll make it grow, that you didn't hear in some of the mainstream media. And I just want you to think about it. And I want you to think about it in the context of future, not past, but future. If certain things happened, will voting ever matter again in the United States of America?
Do you know why Joe Vaughn loves doing talk radio? Because he has a face made for radio. It's true. Look at his website. He's a nerd hiding out in a biker's body. Speaking of body, how about a quick pee-pee break? Joe Vaughn will be right back.
You can find Joe Vaughn on Twitter at Joe Vaughn H. Pulitzer.
His website and blog are the same. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
He is on Facebook too. Just go to Facebook.com/ Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. You can find Joe Vaughn on YouTube, Gab, MeWe, Parler, Telegram, and more. Just search hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Talk about a unique name. Joe Vaughn is very unique. Did you know the name Joe Vaughn harks back to the time of Christ? It is of Hebrew and Latin origin, and the meaning of Joe Vaughn is God is gracious, Father. Joe Vaughn in Latin origins means Jove-like or majestic. In Roman times it was the name for Jupiter. In mythology, Jupiter was the supreme deity of Roman mythology, corresponding to the Greek deity Zeus. Now you know why Joe Vaughn is such an oddball.
Imagine on one side your mother's grandfather long ago was Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, and a knight of the most noble order of the Garter. Then on his father's side, Joe Vaughn is related to American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Talk about controversial family history. No wonder Joe Vaughn is such a firebrand. Let's get back to the oddball.
okay. It's like Albert Einstein said, anyone who's never made a mistake has never tried anything new. And we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Let's get back to the show.
Maybe it is stinking thinking, folks. Maybe the problem we're having here is we have the idea in our head that votes really matter and us voting really matters. And we just think if we keep on doing it the same exact way, but maybe this next time it'll get better. How can it get better if we already know it's potentially screwed up? Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, don't talk about this election stuff because everybody is getting canceled over it. Everybody is getting muted over it, and everybody's getting deplatformed over it. But isn't it the best way to handle a controversy, and that's just to face it head on and everybody talk about what went on, how they feel about it, give their opinion, and then we find a way out of the mess? I thought multiple sides sharing their opinion is what led to the best solution, because remember, if one party is the offending party and only that offending party can make the decisions, it's only one opinion and it's just one big freaking echo chamber. That is what we need to avoid, and that is why we can take just a little bit of what happened in this 2020 general election and use it to take a peek into the future and decide, are we going to accept this going forward? Is this the new standard for America? Are we going to always wonder from this moment on, or at least have half of America wonder, will my vote ever matter again? Right now, I think there are three types of people or three types of voters out there. There are people that basically say, I don't care. This politics stuff is just not for me. Now, I take those people and I put them into one category because, you know, if you don't speak up about the society you live in, and if you don't participate in the society you live in, you're just kind of a mouth breather taking up space. You know, if you really want to do something for society, you have to participate. And part of that participation is basically voting. And now there's several ways you vote. You can vote with the ballot box, of course, but you can also vote with your money. If you don't like something, you don't like a company, don't put your money in that company. That's how you can make a difference. Don't support them. But then there are people that are out there right now that says, oh, your vote never counts again, and I am never going to vote. It's rigged anyway. It's just a bunch of horse hockey. Well, have you ever thought about this? If, in fact, that you think this last election was a crisis and you're someone who thinks it was horribly wrong or something nefarious was happened and you refuse to vote, aren't you kind of giving it up? Aren't you kind of saying, okay, you rigged it once, I'm done with it? Doesn't that mean another election never has to be rigged again? And then there are the people that say, look, what happened to the America that we grew up with? And how are we going to change this voting system to make sure there just are no questions? See, there's an interesting phenomenon going on, and that's if there was no nefarious activities regarding voting, then why is it not transparent? And why can't everything just be counted? That's kind of common sense, right? If I'm the guy saying, hey, let's scan the ballots and just make sure they were filled out by humans, which is law, and let's scan the ballots and make sure they weren't pre-printed with votes in them, which is against the law, and let's scan the ballots and make sure the ones that were counted as mail-in ballots were actually mailed. What's so hard about that? Think about it on the other side. You have these technology companies that run these systems. Well, wouldn't that prove nothing nefarious went on? Wouldn't the same documentation and investigation absolutely prove their machines were right? Of course it would. And so you have to ask yourself, what is the big issue with taking a long, hard look at the way we vote in America. Now, I'll tell you this, nobody's innocent. I don't believe it. You know, bad elections and nefarious dealings in elections have been around ever since we've had elections. It's been every single party that has ever run for office. Nobody's innocent, but you can't go back in time and erase everything and undo every election that had something in it. You have to deal with it right now. And you have to deal with it in a way, because here's a simple fact. If the American people do not have confidence that their vote means anything, and if they stop voting as a result because they have no confidence, and if the government doesn't do anything to give them that confidence, then why is there need to have any parties or elections to begin with? What happens to America if only a small fraction of people are the ones that make the decisions for all of people? Now, let's reduce this to the ridiculous. Let's say that there's a party, and of course this is fictitious, but let's say there is a party that decides everybody has to have purple hair. You can no longer eat any foods that are whole foods. They must be manufactured and processed and contain 50% sugar. But you also must maintain your weight. And one of the things they approve to maintain your weight quickly and keep it down is you can amputate one leg. So are we all going to basically accept that small group because they're the only ones that bother to vote anymore? And does that mean all of us are going to run around with purple hair, be round lollipops on one stick of a leg just because other people decided for all of us? Hell no, you wouldn't let that happen. So why is it, think about it as a whole, why is it that the public is being cut off from the politics? And why is the media running interference for the politics? Here's what I mean. When you look at media, media needs viewers. You can't get advertisers and sponsors if you don't have viewers. However, if the media is 100% against the viewers and only for the system, and they don't pay attention to the viewers, and they only pay attention to the system, and if they don't give viewers what they demand, or the viewers think that they're just useless puppets and the viewers go away, why doesn't the media see that they're actually committing a very slow but sure suicide by paying attention exclusively to the system? See, that makes no sense to me. On the other side of it, are all of these stations thinking they'll all go the way of a public radio or NPR or something like that, that the government will just pay for them? Well, of course the government could pay for all media and advertising, but that means they'd all be consolidated together. That means basically the stock value would go down and there'd be no value for their investors. So it leads to another question. If the company is behaving in a way that is detrimental to its investors by only paying attention to the system, which in turn drives the value of the stock of the company down, why aren't people, just from the capitalistic standpoint, enraged that all of this value is being lost in a company because a company is not serving the citizens, but serving the system? You see what I'm saying? It's just like everything's upside down. All of the rules went out the door, and the public no longer.
President of Coke once said, Joe Vaughan set his hair on fire with tons of new ideas. So, while you pat out the fire on your head, let's give Joe Vaughan a break. Be right back, right after this.
Welcome
You can find Joe Vaughn on Twitter at Joe Vaughn H. Pulitzer.
His website and blog are the same. Just go to JoeVaughnHuttonPulitzer.org.
He is on Facebook too. Just go to Facebook.com/ Joe Vaughn Hutton Pulitzer. You can find Joe Vaughn on YouTube, Gab, MeWe, Parler, Telegram, and more. Just search hashtag Joe Vaughn Hutton Pulitzer.
Talk about a unique name. Joe Vaughn is very unique. Did you know the name Joe Vaughn harks back to the time of Christ? It is of Hebrew and Latin origin, and the meaning of Joe Vaughn is God is gracious, Father. Joe Vaughn in Latin origins means Jove-like or majestic. In Roman times it was the name for Jupiter. In mythology Jupiter was the supreme deity of Roman mythology, corresponding to the Greek deity Zeus. Now you know why Joe Vaughn is such an oddball.
Imagine on one side your mother's grandfather long ago was Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, and a knight of the most noble order of the Garter. Then on his father's side Joe Vaughn is related to American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Talk about controversial family history. No wonder Joe Vaughn is such a firebrand. Let's get back to the oddball.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. No more fucking ABBA.
We're back, and this podcast will give you a massive dose of tech and business savvy. So let's get started. Here's Joe Vaughn.
Your host for this program is Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, the internet pioneer who created Scan to Connect and Scan Commerce. You know, while you're able to scan codes with your mobile device and get information. So, hang tight. We'll be right back.
You can find Jovan on Twitter at Jovan H. Pulitzer.
His website and blog are the same. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
He is on Facebook too. Just go to Facebook.com/ Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. You can find Jovan on YouTube, Gab, MeWe, Parler, Telegram, and more. Just search hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Talk about a unique name. Jovan is very unique. Did you know the name Jovan harks back to the time of Christ? It is of Hebrew and Latin origin, and the meaning of Jovan is God is gracious, Father. Jovan in Latin origins means Jove-like or majestic. In Roman times it was the name for Jupiter. In mythology Jupiter was the supreme deity of Roman mythology, corresponding to the Greek deity Zeus. Now you know why Jovan is such an oddball.
Imagine on one side your mother's grandfather long ago was Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, and a knight of the most noble order of the Garter. Then on his father's side Jovan is related to American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Talk about controversial family history. No wonder Jovan is such a firebrand. Let's get back to the oddball.
Did you know Jovan gets fingered by almost a billion people a day? Yep, that's every time they use certain features on their mobile device and click it with their finger to make it work. And they don't even know his weird brain came up with that. Now back to the show. went by fast.
Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer live. And as Jovan says, if you can dream it, you can do it. Speaking of doing it, let's do this again next time. Find Jovan on all social media.
Or search hashtag Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer.
Or by visiting jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
Until next time.